Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
To lose the way they did today, it's a confidence shaker, man. It definitely is. It's tough for it not to be. But I think that the interesting thing about this is, you know, Mike McDaniel went into this month discussing how he wanted to make this, put this emphasis on the importance of December football, almost creating playoff-like atmospheres for his team. And I would say in 3 out of these 4 games, they haven't looked up to the task at all. And then even in the game with the Bills, you know, in the biggest moments, they didn't come through and they really, really needed to. So do you think Mike McDaniel erred in that regard of just, you know, trying to put extra emphasis on this month, these games, as opposed to, hey, let's just keep it rolling. We have a good thing going on, because this team really feels like they've shriveled up.
Yeah, but do you think him putting extra emphasis on December football is changing his philosophy or his approach to each individual game, right? Looking at them Sunday to Sunday or whatever, Sunday to Saturday, because I don't. Like, I think it's him telling his players, hey, we're approaching everything the same way, we're preparing each week the same way, and we're taking it game by game. All the coach cliches, all the coach speak, but I actually do believe that that's how they approach these games. Are the Dolphins obviously understanding the implications of the following 3 games going into today? Certainly, they know that if they win today, you know, the road to the playoffs is much easier. But are they preparing for New York this week before they go play New England? No. So I don't know. Like, I don't view it his comments, because I know what comments you're alluding to. Before that San Francisco game, I know I made a montage for the radio broadcast. He went on a 10-minute tangent almost about December and January football. This is what separates the men from the boys. Like, he did all that, right? Where he talked about this being the important stretch and he wants his players to understand it. But I think that's true, right? And this was a team that was playing, not only coming off a 5-game win streak, but playing arguably at the highest level in the NFL at that point. And we can have the conversation that everybody wants to do now, right? Revisionist history. Well, the competition, and you beat the Bears and the Lions, and, you know, you beat bad teams, the Texans, and we can do that fine. But bottom line, through those 5 games outside of Pittsburgh and the second half of the Houston game after Tua got hurt and he came out, like, this was arguably the strongest team in the NFL, especially offensively. So, I mean, that happened. And then you're sitting in that spot where you're going on this big road trip. I don't mind him putting extra emphasis on these games, because bottom line, they matter. And you could have been sitting in a position here, let's say you split these last 4, where you're still fighting for the division. So I don't know, Tobin, like, I don't view it as a negative, his comments, because I don't think it changed the philosophy of the team taking each game individually as they come.
I get you, but he's also the same guy that told the media that he did think that his team was pressing and that certain individuals were pressing. And he's also, you know, like, we've had a very open and it's pretty hard not to think that one of those guys is his quarterback. And we think about all of the things that he's done to mentally strengthen Tua and some of the things that he's done, you know, did putting all of that, you know, those eggs in the pressure basket. I mean, people may say, boo hoo, you're a pro quarterback. If you're one of the elites, you're supposed to be able to deal with pressure. But I'm just wondering, for a guy who feels like in Mike McDaniel, he's had such a great pulse of what triggers to pull with his players, what maneuvers, what, you know, he'll specify what type of film he's going to have on certain players, how he'll have them watch him, how he'll teach them. Did we get to a, you know, did he go about this, you know, the wrong way? And I think for him, like, listen, there's been, you know, between challenges that he didn't do, between play calling on third down, I don't think that he's handled this run the best either. And look, he's a rookie. I mean, that's what I think what we're learning with him. I do think the guy is super smart. I think he's got a very bright future, but you know, this whole four game stretch. Yeah. It's like, it's tough. It's tough for your narrative not to flip. Like if anybody's expecting that you get to just live off of, hey, don't you remember that 5-game win streak? It's like, yeah, but also they had this just epic losing streak, which could still be going on. And we've spent this entire season talking about this year feels different. This year, there's something about this year. There's something about, and yeah, we still got that today. We got the high of big explosive plays. This is not the Tony Sparano, Adam Gase Dolphins with boring football. But the wins and the losses, like the results of the results, like they're still in the midst of a collapse. They're still in this spot, going with 2 games with their playoff lives on the line. And, you know, though it may have been done in a more entertaining fashion, they're still in the same destination right now.
To me, what bothers me the most about McDaniel, we can go through each individual situation, whether he shouldn't have thrown a flag, he should have thrown a challenge flag, you know, certain timeouts that he did or did not call. But to me, and Tobin, you know, I've been very, very frustrated with this all season long. It's the boneheaded penalties, procedure penalties, ineligible man downfield penalties, which I know has kind of rocked the whole NFL with the new rules. But bro, it's week 16. Figure it out. Figure it out at this point.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
But procedure penalty still? Like, I understand this is a, you know, highly convoluted offense that he's put together. I get it. But you can't put your team in jeopardy because Jalen Waddle and Cedric Wilson are lined up in the same set on a formation that you've been practicing all week. Like that can't happen. And you saw the repercussions of it. It cost you maybe a touchdown, maybe the game. You know, I know that the 3 interceptions come later, but it maybe that play maybe cost you the game. To me, Tobin, those are the things that really bother me. Coaches are going to, you know, earn their stripes. They're going to make mistakes, whether they should have thrown a challenge flag. Maybe he calls a timeout that he shouldn't have called. Maybe he should have waited to call a timeout. Like, those things are going to happen. They'll learn from that. But there's no learning from procedure penalties. You know, these offensive holding calls, 3 on 1 drive. Like, that's just signs, I'm sorry, of an undisciplined football team. And I love Mike McDaniel. I love his philosophy. You don't have to be rah-rah, in-your-face head coach, bitching out your players anytime they make a mistake. I'm not that guy who I want to see that so he can prove to me that he's earned his respect or the respect of the team. But on that same token, you also can't have 3 offensive holding calls, obvious ones at that, on 1 drive that end up ultimately costing you points, and then you lose a game that you desperately needed to win.